Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you joined me again today. We have been learning about some parables that Jesus told to the Pharisees and to the scribes and to all of the sinners and those who longed to be close to Jesus. While he was telling them stories, and I know I like stories, do you remember what story we've been going over the last few times? We've been talking about the lost sheep, right? Jesus is the good shepherd, and the sheep are those who have wandered away from the fold. They're lost and they don't know how to get back. But who comes after them? Jesus does, doesn't he? That is so exciting. Well, Jesus told us another story about something else that was lost. And we're going to read about it in Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. We're going to find the book of Luke. It's in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we're going to find Luke, Matthew, skip forward a little bit, then you find Mark, and then you skip forward a little bit, and then Luke, Luke chapter 15. I need to find it too. So you look up Luke chapter 15, and I'm going to look for it too. All right, Luke chapter 15. Verses 8, 9, and 10. That's what we're going to read today. Luke chapter 15. Chapters are the big numbers, and then the verses are the little numbers. So once you find a big 15, 1-5, then you're going to look down the page a little bit. You might have to turn a page, depending on your Bible, to verse 8. And we're going to read verse 8, 9, and 10.
Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece that I have lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
So what is this story about? Or who is this story about? It's about a woman, right? She had what? She had 10 silver coins. I have 10 quarters here in my hand. And that's what she had. She had 10 silver coins. She probably was very poor. The coin that she lost was not just ordinary money, like the money I have here. No, the money that she had was probably money that she was given by her mother when she got married. And her mother probably had received it from her mother. And when this woman's daughter got married, she would give these coins to that daughter. They were very valuable. They were probably very old. So you can imagine how carefully this woman cared for her coins. To lose even one would be terrible. But that's what happened, didn't it? I'm sure she would get it out every once in a while and count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh no, one is missing. Oh, where could it be? Can you just picture her saying that? Where could that coin be? The houses that the poor people lived in back then, they often did not have even a window, so they were very dark inside. They did not have nice floors like we might have today. No, they would have dirt floors. Probably did not get swept very often. Here she was, counting her coins, and one was missing. Oh no! She must have felt very, very sad. What was she going to do? Oh, she hoped it hadn't been stolen. The Bible says that she lit a lamp or a candle, and she started sweeping the house, looking for this coin. She might have even had scattered straw or maybe some trash or bits of stuff that was kind of under the bed or under the table, and she's looking all over it. Oh, she didn't have anything like a carpet, but oh, where could she find that coin? I'm sure she was very distraught, looking all over, this way and that way, looking in the corners, holding her lamp, peering over the edge, looking under blankets. Have you ever lost anything? I know I have. In fact, we lost something just a couple weeks ago. We were out on a hike on a Saturday afternoon, enjoying time out in nature, and we decided that we were going to go up this wash or this kind of canyon that has a small creek or stream down in the bottom of it. We were enjoying the yellow leaves on the cottonwood trees down there in the bottom of the canyon. We were enjoying the rocks and jumping and playing tag and just having a wonderful time. And we had hiked about a mile and a half up the canyon, and then we turned around and we hiked a mile and a half back to our car. And as soon as we got to our car, we were so tired and we were ready to go home and eat some dinner. But you know what? My husband, Jonathan, he realized that his phone was missing. And we started thinking over all the way that we had come, and we went, oh no, where could our phone be? Where could it be? And so he refilled his water and he said, I need to go find it. And so he put on his backpack, and even though he was tired and even though there was a lot of ground to cover to try to find this phone and it could have been anywhere, he knew that he needed to find it, especially before it got dark. So he set out and he started looking for it. You want to know if he found it or not? Well, I will tell you that next time, just like we'll finish the story of the woman and her coins next time. Have you ever lost anything? Can you imagine how that woman was feeling? I wonder if she was crying or maybe tears were rolling down her cheek because she was afraid that it was gone forever and it had so much value. I think of many people in California and Colorado in the United States who are dealing with huge fires. I know a couple years ago, Australia was dealing with fires too, and people, their houses would burn and all of their possessions and their valuables would burn up, and it makes them very sad to lose those things. Jesus understands how we feel. He loves every single person in this world, and when people don't love him back, It makes him sad, just like that woman who lost her coin, just like me and my husband and our family when he lost his cell phone. It's not a good feeling. But did you know that Jesus is always there for us? If we're ever in trouble or ever need his help, we can call out to him. Let's pray and thank Jesus for being there for us. Dear Heavenly Father, you are so amazing how you are there no matter what. When we need you, you are just a prayer away. I ask that you will come into our hearts today. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us your peace and your love to share to others. We love you. Amen. Before we go, we're going to do our memory verse song. I want you to join us as we sing, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.